Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Women and Girls on the Autism Spectrum. Second edition, Understanding Life Experiences. From Early Childhood to Old Age is a non-fiction book by Sarah Hendrick-X that examines autism through the specific experiences of females across the lifespan. It combines research, professional insight, and first-person accounts to show how autism can present differently in girls and women, especially when masking, late diagnosis, and social expectations obscure more visible traits, rather than treating autism as a single fixed profile. The book organizes its discussion around life stages, moving from childhood and education to relationships, work, sexuality, parenting, and aging. The second edition updates the earlier work with newer research and broader attention to topics such as eating-related difficulties in trans and non-binary perspectives. Its purpose is both explanatory and practical to help clinicians, educators, families, and autistic readers understand how gender can shape recognition, support, and self-understanding. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a lifespan model that tracks autism across changing life stages. One of the book's most distinctive features is its life stage structure. Hendrick-X does not present autism in women and girls as a single childhood issue or a narrow diagnostic topic. Instead, she follows development from early childhood through adulthood and old age, showing that the meaning of autism changes as social demands, body changes, and life roles change. This structure matters because many difficulties associated with autism in females do not remain static. A child may struggle with friendship rules or sensory overload, while a teenager may face puberty, identity pressures, and social camouflage, and an adult may encounter employment stress, relationships, parenting demands, or the strain of late diagnosis. By organizing the book chronologically, Hendrick-X makes it easier to see patterns that might otherwise be missed in fragmented clinical descriptions. The framework also reinforces the idea that support cannot be one-size-fits-all. What helps a girl in school may not help the same person as a worker, partner, or parent later in life. The book's lifespan model, therefore, provides both analytic clarity and practical relevance. Secondly, masking and camouflaging as central reasons girls are overlooked. A major theme in the book is masking, often called camouflaging, which refers to the ways autistic girls and women hide or soften autistic traits in order to fit social expectations. Hendrick-X treats this not as a superficial habit, but as a core reason diagnosis is often delayed or missed. Girls may rehearse social behavior, imitate peers, suppress stimming, or appear socially competent in brief encounters while struggling intensely underneath. This can mislead teachers, clinicians, and even family members into assuming that autism is absent or mild. The book shows why this matters beyond diagnosis alone. Long-term masking can lead to exhaustion, anxiety, identity confusion, and mental health difficulties, because the person is constantly managing an outside presentation rather than receiving appropriate support. By emphasizing masking, the book challenges older autism models that relied on overt, externally obvious behavior and male-centered diagnostic expectations. It also helps explain why many women receive a diagnosis only after years of confusion or after a child is identified as autistic. In practical terms, the book encourages readers to look beyond surface social performance and attend to hidden strain, compensation strategies, and the cost of appearing to cope. Thirdly, a strengths-based corrective to deficit-focused autism descriptions. The book deliberately moves away from a deficit-only framing of autism. Hendrick-X does not ignore hardship, but she consistently centers what autistic women and girls can do, what they value, and how they experience themselves. This shift is important because deficit language has often reduced autistic females to a checklist of problems, leaving little room for personal agency or self-knowledge. In contrast, the book uses lived experience to show how autistic women interpret their own patterns, preferences, and needs. That approach matters intellectually because it broadens the concept of autism beyond visible impairment and toward a more complete profile of difference, adaptation, and coping. It also matters practically because a strengths-based view changes how support is delivered. When clinicians and educators start from competence rather than presumed incapacity, they are more likely to notice actual support needs instead of making dismissive assumptions. The book's tone and structure both reflect this orientation. It validates difficulty, but it also treats autistic women as reliable interpreters of their own lives. That makes the book useful not only for diagnosis and support, but also for self-understanding and identity formation. Fourthly, relationships, sexuality, employment, parenting, and aging as overlooked arenas, Hendrick-X gives substantial attention to areas that are often underdeveloped in autism writing about girls, especially relationships, sexuality, work, pregnancy, parenting, and later life. These topics are important because they reveal how autism interacts with social expectation rather than existing in isolation. Friendships and romantic relationships can involve hidden rules, sensory discomfort, and communication differences that are not captured by standard diagnostic checklists. Employment introduces performance pressures, office politics, and sensory environments that can be especially draining. Parenting and pregnancy add further complexity because many autistic women navigate intense responsibility while also facing sensory, emotional, and organizational demands. Aging is another significant contribution of the book, since older autistic women have often been absent from public discussion altogether. By including these domains, the book shows that autism in women is not simply a childhood identification issue. It has consequences for intimacy, independence, family life, and quality of life across adulthood. This broad coverage helps readers understand why late diagnosis can be disruptive but also clarifying, since it can retrospectively explain patterns in many everyday experiences. The book, therefore, serves as a map of underrecognized adult realities, not just a diagnostic overview. Lastly, an evidence-informed guide for clinicians, educators, families, and autistic readers, the book is designed for multiple audiences, and that is part of its value. It combines research with narratives, case material, and practical advice so that it can function as both an explanatory text and a guide to action. For professionals, the book offers ways to recognize autism in girls whose presentation may be quieter, more socially adapted, or less stereotypical than expected. For families and caregivers, it clarifies why a girl who seems to manage well may still be struggling internally. For autistic women themselves, it can provide language for experiences that were previously confusing or unnamed. The second edition strengthens this usefulness by incorporating newer research and expanding its inclusivity, including attention to trans and non-binary perspectives, and an additional chapter on eating-related issues. That makes the book more than a static revision of an earlier text. It reflects the changing conversation around autism and gender. Compared with more general autism books, its practical edge lies in its specificity. It does not merely say that girls can be autistic, it explains how that difference may be recognized, interpreted, and supported in real settings. This combination of accessibility and evidence-based orientation makes it unusually useful across professional and personal contexts. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers who want a serious, gender-aware understanding of autism rather than a general overview. Clinicians, diagnosticians, teachers, school staff, therapists, and support workers will find it especially valuable because it explains why many autistic girls and women are missed, misunderstood, or diagnosed late. Parents and family members can use it to better interpret masking, social exhaustion, sensory sensitivity, and the hidden costs of appearing to cope. Autistic women and girls may also find it helpful as a framework for recognizing their own experiences and placing them in a broader context. What makes the book stand out is its combination of lifespan coverage, lived experience, and practical relevance. Many autism books discuss female presentation only briefly or focus narrowly on childhood. Hendrik X instead traces the full trajectory from early development to aging, which gives the book both breadth and coherence. It is also more explicitly strengths-based than many clinical texts, while still remaining grounded in research. That balance makes it distinctive in a crowded field. It is not just describing autism in women, but explaining how gender shapes visibility, diagnosis, and daily life across time. If you would like to support Sarah Hendrik X, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.